Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 393. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Yay, here I am. Exciting.
Tony is still a little depressed over his Super Bowl loss.
Am I?
No, probably not, right?
Like, not sad at all. It does not bother
me. I mean, when you have five Super Bowls, like, it's hard to get upset, right? Like, Jeff is here.
I am definitely not sad at all. I actually quite enjoyed the Super Bowl. And I'm actually happy I was not going to watch because, like, oh, who fucking cares? That was such an awesome game.
It was a great game.
I mean, if you like defensive games, maybe not. But, I mean, who doesn't love, like, a shootout like that? Like, that was fucking crazy. Like, I'm sitting there going, whoever has the ball last is almost going to win this because you're scoring every goddamn time.
Yeah, the defenses were terrible. Pete is here as well.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Yeah, fuck.
Lots of people want to.
Wait, seems that way.
Really?
He's an attractive man.
That coat he was wearing, though, that was something.
They deserve to lose that game.
That coat is the coat of a middle-aged white woman who just settled her divorce to her advantage.
They had the parade here in Philly today, so.
Oh, because the city's no longer on fire?
It really wasn't. It was kind of blown out of proportion. It wasn't really on fire. There were a couple incidents.
I mean, I'm exaggerating as well because, like, yeah. You know, I mean, what every time the Giants win, San Francisco basically is put underground for a while.
Well, Philly has a reputation,
yeah.
Too. But I
mean,
I think that's always overblown.
There were definitely some assholes that were out. Like, they flipped a couple cars, and they definitely lit some shit on fire, and they broke the awning on the Ritz by standing on it. Just seems really stupid.
I thought that was pretty funny watching that thing just crumple. It was pretty good.
But like the whole thing about, like, I mean, I guess there was a rumor going around that somebody had stolen an ostrich from the zoo and was riding it down Broad Street. That did not happen. Like,
damn, that, now there's something I wish I could have seen on video.
There was no ostrich being ridden down Broad Street.
No, but there is a video of a dude literally eating shit. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure there were videos of that before, though. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, two girls, one cup, right?
Oh, God damn it.
Can I ask you guys a question that occurred to me?
No.
All right. During this discussion.
No, it's nothing to do, like, I was just thinking about how, like, you know, a lot of people hate the Patriots because, like, they've won so many Super Bowls, they're always kind of seem to be in it at the end, blah, blah, blah. Did everyone hate the Bulls back in the day, and I just didn't know that because I was from Chicago?
I would have been too young to know.
In those days, so I have no concept of...
What, Tony?
Yeah.
I loved the Bulls in those days, like, I watched every game.
So, yeah, all right, so then you didn't hate the Bull. Like, I just, you know, because you guys are not from Chicago, I thought you would, like, have a memory of, like, yeah, everyone fucking hated the Bulls because they fucking won all the time or whatever.
I do want, like, I mean, Jordan had this, like, beloved personality, though. Like, Brady does not have that. Like,
it's true.
So I do wonder if maybe that had some of it.
It's weird because, right, Jordan, like, is a pretty flawed character.
Like, when the Lakers were on their string with Kobe, and, like, people hated them.
Yeah, people hate Kobe.
Yeah. I think it might have more to do with, like, who their top player is and, like, the perception that the public has of them.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, even here now, like, Jordan doesn't have the greatest perception. Like, he's remembered as the greatest, but, like, as a person.
He squandered a lot of his,
Well, it didn't help that he, like, retired and unretired, like, 40 times in his
Yeah.
But he's also just known to be kind of a dick. He's a bad gambler, et cetera. Like,
no, for sure.
But, like, even if, like, I guess the point I'm making is, like, even if the rest of the world hated the Bulls back in the day, there would have been no way for me to know because I was from Chicago. Well, of course, everyone here loved them. There was no Twitter or anything like that back in the day. It was just so – whatever your reality was, that's what it was, and everyone fucking loved the Bulls.
Yeah, it's a whole lot easier for people to, like, you know, tell you that they hate the thing you love because that's what the internet is for. So
yes, yes,
yeah.
Anyways. Oh, you love that? I hate it. Like, but yes, the city not on fire anymore. They made some arrests of the idiots that were flipping cars because they were videotaped. Because everyone has a fucking camera now. Why would you do stupid shit like that?
Right.
I'm gonna do this thing that's obviously illegal, like because you know you're not allowed to flip cars. Unless it's yours, I guess. I don't know.
Even if everybody's doing it.
Right.
It's still illegal.
It's like, whatever. But we're going to do some news. But first, we are going to do some news. But before I forget again, because when we finish the news, I like to wrap it up and just, you know, we zoom out of here. And I feel bad because we have a pair of questions that have come in over the last couple weeks that I have totally forgotten about. So I'm going to bring them to us right now. Paul brought both of them to us. And his first one was, if you could go back in time and prevent yourself from buying one game, what would it be and why?
Firewatch. It's the one I can think of most recently. That I wasn't able to return because it was longer than the Steam refund. Most other games that I've hated, I've been able to return.
You know, if we're going recent memory, the one for me is Evil Within 2. Like, I heard it was a lot better than the first one, and I just didn't like anything about it. Like, I didn't like the setting, the premise, the, like, kind of... It was trying to be like a little bit like The Last of Us with the gameplay, where it was like kind of heavily stealth based, and I just didn't like anything about it. And I fuck it, I didn't pay full price for it, but it was like on sale for like $20 off right away, and you know there was some kind of hype around it. So I was like, oh okay, I guess I'll get it then. And I played for like two chapters of the game. You know, maybe three hours, and I was like, I just don't like this. There's other things to play. So I wish I could take that back because I'd have that $40.
I have Call of Duty sitting. I have so many games that I just haven't played.
Ooh, that's a good one. Infinite Warfare. That one, one from not last year or the year before. I never finished that.
Yeah, I have Call of Duty World War II, which looks great, but I'm like, I can always play something else. So I do.
Did you like even beat the campaign? Or
I have not played it at all.
Well, there you go. That's a good one to take back.
Yeah, I have like a shelf of shit that I've never played. That's like, oh, I know why I bought this because I was like, oh, I need this, but I didn't need it because I didn't play it like
at all. Yeah, I have too many games like that.
I'm trying to think of one though that I actively regret or like / hate, where I'm like, I wish I never played that because it fucking ruined my life or something. And I don't know.
I don't think I have one like that, but I wish I could take back my Kickstarter.
Ukulele?
Yeah, for Ukulele, because that game was a disappointment. It's not the worst thing ever, but
you could feel good that you supported the idea of a game like that.
Sure. And I did up until I played it. These guys didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Or they did. They knew exactly what they were doing, and it was like, let's actually make a game from 20 years ago.
You know what's cool is like Nintendo kind of went back to that with Odyssey, except Odyssey is amazing. Like, Odyssey was like, we're gonna do a full on 3D character platformer. Like, you know. The kind of way it kind of was back in the day, where they're big open worlds and
the collectathon,
and it's so good. So it's proof that like that concept is not the problem.
Yeah, it was just Ukulele was the problem. Like they decided they didn't advance it any. They just decided to make another like Banjo-Kazooie type game,
but not as good as those. Even I think.
Oh, all right. So there was that. And then here, Paul has another question. Is there any game that you can think of that you could not beat with the help of a guide or online support? Like, so,
wait, one more time?
Is there any game that you can think of that you could not beat, and I think this probably needs like another word, even with the help of a guide or online support?
I mean,
I mean, the one that's popping in my head is one I've beat, so I don't know. But like, you know, something like Ikaruga, where it's like,
or it just gets too hard.
It doesn't matter. You don't need a guide for it or anything like that. Like, it's all about just memory and repetition and all that. Like, no guide is really better at that. It's just, you just have to play it over and over. You know?
Yeah. Like I hit a very hard wall in Thumper.
So that's like a good one.
Maybe I'm like, maybe I'm not understanding something. So I like went online and checked, and like, I understand what to do. I just can't do it. Like, so
that's a great example of that, where it's just about the Twitch nature of the gameplay. Like, there's no reading something or watching something that makes it better. You just have to get better at it, you know?
And maybe Dark Souls for me, but
yeah, I was thinking about Bloodborne, but cause I got stuck on that second boss for days, but I don't know. Like, I think, like, that's a game I beat, or I could beat with a guide, because, like, traversal and, like, the exact, like, the maze-like nature of that game.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, but that's not going to beat the bosses for you. Like, yeah, and granted, you can get tips for the bosses, but the main,
right, that, well, the main, I mean, thing you can get is tips because, like,
good enough to do it.
A guide would, like, help you predict certain moves and how to dodge and stuff like that, but
it'd make you better, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, games like that aren't really made these days anymore. Like, there aren't as many games that have, like, gut checks, basically, where it's like, hey, if you didn't bring enough fully, like, healing items to this boss, there's just, you just may as well start over because there's no way to go back and get more.
Right. Well, and I haven't gone back to it either, but I got to Disc 3 in Lost Odyssey. And I got to a fight that I actually could not beat. And
you were locked in.
Yeah, I was locked in because, like, it actually, you go forward and it saves as you're going forward. Because there's like a cutscene in the middle, and I alternate my saves. So I had saved, like, already in that area. And then I saved after that again, right before the boss battle. And so, like, when I reverted to my other save, I couldn't go back any further to grind new levels, and I just was not powerful enough to beat it.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VIII does that as well. The first boss of the fourth disc. I mean, you can technically grind in, like, the area that you're around, but there's no way to leave.
Right.
And, like, go level up. Granted, that game also has level scaling, so, like, technically, no matter what level you are, you should be able to beat. I mean, I got all the way to the fourth disc with a max character at level 25. So, like, it's designed to do that, but still, I'm never able to figure out that. It's a lot harder.
Well, because, like, for that, too, it's also, it's not even so much about grinding levels. That one's more about, like, grinding spells and, and like, because they have a weird upgrade system and everything.
Right, the draw and
magic system, yeah.
But, like, I always hear about, like, Code Veronica having two specific points in the game, more specifically the Tyrant boss in the Hangar Bay, where if you don't have enough healing items, you may as well just delete your save and start over because the boss is legitimately impossible. Silent Hill, the original Silent Hill actually has one of those too.
Really?
You can't beat, if you didn't get the serum, or you don't have enough healing items, you can't beat the second to last boss. Sybil, the cop character, when she gets possessed. My friend and I got stuck because we didn't have enough healing items, and you're locked into, as far as I remember, you are locked into the carnival to, like, just walk into that area where the boss would be. And so it's just like, well, Yes, the, you know, that was fun. But games these days aren't really made for that anymore. Like, even Dark Souls, right, is like, hey, even it, you can always go back and grind to make, to level yourself up and collect more items and Estus flasks and all that stuff. Like, or eventually you'll learn the pattern to where you don't even need those items. You can just dodge all the attacks. Like,
right.
It's the, like, those bosses are the definition of practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because even think about Resident Evil 7, like, the bosses have items that spawn in the arenas with them. So, like, there's always going to technically be enough stuff in there for you to win, but just enough to make it seem like you can't, to hold that tension. But that stuff is so mathematically balanced now
that, like, even if that stuff exists, it doesn't necessarily go to his point of, like, you know, if that stuff was in a game, that doesn't mean a guide could actually help you avoid that. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to think of, I wonder what he's going for with the question anyways. Like,
right. Cause, like, I don't think that there are games that are, I mean, that are so hard these days that, like, a guide wouldn't be able to help you.
Well, so TweetDeck, like, collapses shit now. So what I was actually going for was not with the help of a guide, but without the help of a guide, which I just found right now. So is there a game that...
Oh, you couldn't do without a guide?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, the answer is, like, most Dark Souls games, because I just don't have the patience to, like, wander around aimlessly to figure out what I want to have to do. I'm perfectly okay with just having a guide tell me, go from A to B, go from the, you know, Firelink to the Undead Burg to blah, 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 blah. And I was like, the fun for me is fighting the bosses myself and, like, you know, getting the character the way I want and, you know, specking and stuff like that. It's right. Not randomly walking around into a tower and then finding the fucking dude with the stone armor and the hammer that looks like a giant dick, and then he just annihilates me because I accidentally walked into the wrong area, or the Hydra that just lives in the lake and it's like, hey, don't step too far or else it's gonna murder you. It's like, well, that's, I guess maybe part of that discovery is meant to be fun, but, like, with a game like that, I don't want to waste hours.
Yeah, I don't have to fight the Hydra.
I'm sorry?
Have to fight the Hydra?
I think it's an optional boss.
It's optional.
Okay. That's where I stopped playing that game.
Okay.
I think it's optional, right?
Yeah, but you can, like, the first Dark Souls is especially quote unquote bad at, like, layering wildly difficult things. So to bring it to a game most of us played, it reminds, Dark Souls 1 is very similar to how in Final Fantasy 15, on your way to a story mission, if you walk too close to the lake, the level 56 Cobra will just come out of nowhere and murder you. Right? You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Right. So, like, there are areas in Dark Souls where you're just like, oh, you're in this forest, but don't go to the leftmost corner because the lake there is where the Hydra lives and he's like, end your life.
You're going where you're supposed to be going, but there's pockets of
don't step too far to the right or step too far to the left, or else the enemies are wildly higher level than you.
Yeah. And that's exactly what happened to me in that game. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I can't beat this thing. I give up.
Here's the thing. I go to guides a lot. If I get stuck in a game, I'm like, ah, fuck it. My time's precious. I'm looking it up. But yes. I have a great answer for this that comes to mind right away. I don't think I'm smart enough to beat the Witness on my own. I lean on guides. So, like, as soon as I started leaning on the guide in that game, I would look up shit right away. But I really think, like, even, like, there were times when I looked up the solution in the guide and I'm like, I don't get it, but okay. Like, I'll just trace the line that you're telling me to trace, and that's the correct answer. I'm like almost positive I couldn't have beat the Witness on my own, sadly enough.
Is that bad design for the puzzles? Like, if you get the answer, if you have the answer, though, like, and you can't, like, you're not learning anything from having the answer. Like, you can't see what.
I think what it's above my fucking skill set. Like, I don't,
like,
know.
There are people who are able to do it. So, like,
yeah, I guess.
Like our friend Mr. True Fresh, Matt. He, you know, he was drawing shit, and he had nowhere near. Like, he didn't use the guide at all, and he beat it. and I think he might have like 100%ed it. Like,
oh, he even did the secret room.
Yeah, like so. Oof. There's people who were able to do it, but like I'm telling you, I maybe I would have been able to do it.
Love your pick, right?
Forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, oh same God, here. Jeff Diabolus just saw me. I'm running away.
All right. Yeah. That's. I use guides too at this point. My time is just too.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I don't have time to sit and figure stuff out for hours and hours and hours.
I
used a guide throughout the entirety of Resident Evil 7 because, like, it doesn't like tell you where the jump scares are. It's just like, go here, then go here, then go here, then go here, and I'm like, okay, cool. And it's just like, I know it's not telling me like, oh shit, don't turn this corner because a monster jumps out of you. It's just like an ABCD list, and it's like, all right, that's all I need. Like, it
yeah,
still makes it a scary game because it's not.
I don't necessarily lean on them all the way, but I will sometimes, like in an RPG, like, all right, what's the next boss? Like, what level is he? Because I want to make sure that I'm powerful enough because I don't want to have to go back and grind for 10 hours or, like, all right, I'm stuck here in this game. Let me go look up a YouTube video and see what the fuck I'm doing wrong so that I can progress past it.
Yeah.
Or if you have a game that has horrible waypoints, maybe you need to look up a video of exactly where you're supposed to walk so before the next thing triggers. He said, thinking of the end of Wolfenstein 2.
All right. Let's do some news because we haven't done that in a while.
There's not been a whole lot. Like, there's been a lot of like stupid bullshit drama, and I didn't dump much of that in here. I didn't dump any of it in here, actually. Like, we don't really care about Twitch streamers or YouTube nonsense or any of that.
I mean, I personally don't.
You what?
I personally do not.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Like, that none of us really watch, like, Twitch personalities, right? Or
no, I don't watch any of the famous ones. So
it makes me feel old.
Because they're just old. They're all dicks. So
you are old, Jeff. I'm going to share that with you now. It's okay though. I'm old too.
All right, I'm going to bang these out one by one by one. Then I'm going to
bang it.
So I totally thought that this was last week's news, but Red Dead Redemption 2 was delayed to October. But it was delayed into an official release date instead of like an awkward window.
I'm so sad about it.
So it went from spring 2018 to October 26, 2018. And I can't believe there were people who assumed that it was actually going to hit spring.
Why?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a Rockstar release date? Like, they never hit that.
No.
Ever.
I mean, this is technically the second delay.
Never coming out? That's what I don't understand.
No, they've given a date.
Now they've given a date, but every time that they just give a release window, that's their wiggle room out.
That's the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wish someone would have fucking told me because I was.
We were all telling you, and you were like, "Nah, it's coming."
I got into this with somebody else who was like, "This is ridiculous. They're all like these developers and publishers are always lying to us." I'm like, no, and like, if they miss out on this date now, they're really fucking themselves because they've told their investors this is when you can expect your money. So if they skip out and don't make this date, like they'll hit this. But before it was like, maybe, like they were giving some guidance for when the money would show up. Like these dates and stuff, that's not for us. Like, it's all for investors on when they can expect to get their fucking money.
My thinking was it was supposed to come out like last fall and it got delayed to first half of this year, that it was going to come sometime the first half. And I was looking forward to it. It's like one of the few really big games I'm like super looking forward to. So I was like, when I woke up to that news, I was like, God damn it. I guess I should know better, but I don't know. They tend to release games in spring a lot, like a lot of the GTAs have, you know, like.
Yeah, and actually, I think the last Red Dead did,
yeah,
May,
yeah.
But so, like, but they've always given like straight release dates with that stuff, and so if they're not,
well, you know, there could have been a new trailer that came out, which wasn't there or no?
No, it was just a bunch of screenshots.
you know, there could have been a new trailer that came out, and at the end of the trailer, May 25th or whatever, you know, like.
Right, and then that, then we would have known for sure, but like.
Instead, we know for sure that. No yeah. fucking right then until October. Halloween.
Yeah. You have to wait until after the summer.
Yeah.
You know, when every other single big game is coming out.
Well, every other single big game just is now in a fucking frenzied panic.
And every other, yeah, exactly. Every other single big game is, you know, like this takes precedent over whatever the fuck else is coming out.
I'm curious. I'm curious if anything else has been scheduled in that.
I mean, everything is.
That's
Call of Duty will be.
Yeah, that's right around where Call of Duty will be. That's where Battlefield will be.
Do you, well, Call of Duty usually does a November release, though, so maybe
they'll like a week like, later.
Maybe they'll go 2 weeks out instead of one, and do like a mid-November.
Either way, Brenda whoops its ass.
And Battlefield is normally like. EA
that week
take out that last week in October. Yeah.
And if Microsoft does a Halo thing, Halo's usually in November as well.
Yeah, September.
September or November. September. So I think they'll go September.
They'd have to at this point.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I mean,
they could go November, you know, but you go closer to Black Friday at that point.
Yeah, because I don't think Halo has the cachet to go toe to toe with Red Dead at this point. So.
Like, no, I mean, you're not gonna release it that week. Like, that would be fucking retarded.
Sorry, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. But I mean, don't do like don't go do a November 7th for like a 1/1/7,
right?
Like cutesy thing because you're just gonna get stomped.
No, they'll like if no, they won't do that.
Yeah.
Then their last one, they released 5 in September, so.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I think Gears came out in like early October. Like you could release it and still have a nice buffer. Provided, who the fuck knows? We don't know if like it should be a Halo this year, but there's been no
right. Order. It's been long enough, I guess. Right, 2016 or 2015 was.
2015 was Halo 5. So.
Right. So it'd be really weird if they didn't, because.
I mean, I don't know what they'd have after like Sea of Thieves and. Crackdown.
Well, there's obviously a racing game this year too, so right? This is regular Forza, or is it Forza Horizon 4 this year?
It should be Horizon, but I don't know because the rumor is that studio, and I don't know if they have multiple studios within that developer,
mm-hmm.
but that studio is the one that's going to be working on Fable.
Yes, there are two teams.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they are up to like 200 people now or something, so Microsoft's in a weird spot with that, so I guess, you know, I mean, we'll know.
Everybody is in a weird spot with October, so.
Yeah. But Microsoft right, but like, gave me some shit because I got my Game Pass going.
Because, like, I mean, Sony's really booked up from now until E3 in terms of, like, quote-unquote big releases, right? You got, like, God of War. And Detroit. Which is still a big release for them, at least. I feel like there's one more. I think
Spider-Man. Is Detroit going to come in the first half?
Yeah, it has a release date in April, I believe.
Oh, it does.
Wow.
And Spider-Man, does that?
Yes, Spider-Man's probably later this year.
Oh, no, the initial release date, it still says 2018.
For Detroit.
I really might have to hook my PS4 up to play God of War and Spider-Man. God damn it!
How do you
I
not really have your PS4 hooked up?
Because I never fucking play it, and I only have so many HDMI slots, and it has a bad disk drive.
Just get a splitter.
Oh, yeah. You do have the bad disk drive, though, so.
Mm. Just buy digital.
I hate downloading on that system sometimes. Like, sometimes it's totally fine, and sometimes it's like you're on the PS3.
A week and a half.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And right sometimes now, PS is down again for the fourth time this month. So.
It is, yeah.
It's down again.
Yep.
Wow. So it's just like, it just, all those things make it unattractive for me to play on, and like my Xbox is starting to get a little wear and tear too. Like, my controllers keep disconnecting randomly.
What really pisses me off. These systems, Jeff?
I don't know, dude. I'm fucking an adult. I treat them well. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Maybe
I don't think you treat a lot of things as well.
I don't know. Maybe you need to treat them less than well because my kids are like brutal with the one that they have, but it still works.
No, but I mean, generally, my Xbox has been really fine. It's just getting a little wonky lately, and I'm like, yeah, I just have that weird issue where like the controller will not sync with the, like, it falls out of sync, and then I have to like fuck with it to get it to sync again. Like, it happened again today. Like,
how many like wireless signals do you have going on in your house at once?
No, well, more than any other fucking house. Probably less than most. So that's not it. Like, you know, the Switch, fucking, I don't have that issue. Like,
sure. I just, right. I don't know. Maybe it's just the bands or the channels. I have no idea. Maybe you just got a shitty PlayStation.
Well, I do have a shitty PlayStation, but my, this is my Xbox is doing that.
Oh, wow.
But generally though, like, Xbox is a pretty sturdy system. At least it has been, and their online especially is always, I think, way better than PlayStation. So that's why I'm just like gravitated towards that system, you know. But yeah, I really want to play God of War, and I really want to play Spider-Man. So they've got that pro.
I mean, you could probably sell your PlayStation back to GameStop and get like $100 or something,
and get a Slim.
You would get a Slim over a Pro.
Do you have a 4K TV?
No, I do not, but I could have one day. Maybe I could buy one with it.
You could. I mean, if you got a 4K TV, I would probably get a Pro. But
yeah,
like, if I were to get a new PS4 now, I would probably get a Pro. But
yeah,
you got that 4K?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I got it right before the X came out, so.
So Nintendo's doing like a weird Nintendo coin thing where if you buy games as a part of My Nintendo, members will be able to put their gold points towards buying actual Switch games. Members currently receive gold points by purchasing games either from eShop or retailers. They can be exchanged usually for coupons, but now they'll have an actual cash equivalent, and it's basically one gold point equals one penny. So 250 gold points is equivalent to $2.50.
So,
and you get, if you spend $50 on the eShop, you get 250 gold points.
Oh, okay. All right.
You get 250 for every $50 you spend. So by the time that you buy most of the Switch's like catalog, you'll have enough to buy
another Switch game.
Now, the only way I could see this making any sense is like buying a bunch of AAA games, and then you like four AAA games is worth one indie game.
Yeah, and you're probably gonna buy those AAA games anyway, right? Like,
right.
So yeah, and then you can like, bad, you know, you could try out like one of like an Owlboy or something.
Yeah,
I don't even know if like my Nintendo and my Nintendo account are even linked, because I don't know if they're not 100% the same thing. I know they were linked back in the day, because I used to redeem their gold coins on the old Nintendo Club or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like, you could spend your coins on getting virtual console games on there. And it was not outrageous what you needed to do. So
also,
did you create a new account when you got your Switch?
No, I'm using whatever I had on the Wii U, but My Nintendo is separate.
Yeah, so like they linked My Nintendo and the Wii U account at some point, and the 3DS account, so that you could actually buy stuff on their website, like, and have it like, you like, they have a digital storefront on the web that you could then like buy, and it would be account linked to your 3DS.
So they've kind of figured it out at this point, hopefully, kind of.
In theory, but this only works if you buy their games digitally.
Oh, there's no, like, you buy a physical...
You buy physically and you get 1% of the gold points, as opposed to... It says earn gold points worth 5% of the amount that you pay, not including any gold points or discounts used. Buying a physical game for the Nintendo Switch system will earn your gold points worth 1% of the Nintendo eShop purchase price.
Which is what it is now. Like, if you buy a physical game, like, you get like 30 or 60 points.
Yeah, this would be 50 points, basically.
Yeah.
The math is holding. So yeah, I mean, whatever. All right,
yeah.
I still don't know what they're... Is it just gold now, or is it... It used to be gold and platinum, right?
Yeah, I think they got rid of that when they got rid of their, like... You used to be able to get, like, physical rewards and stuff. But they still had, like... They had silver coins, I guess. But they were tied to their mobile games.
Okay. Weird. Like,
you could buy stuff in the games with those points. But I don't think that they work anymore.
I don't want to talk about the story as much as I thought I did. Let's see. So we're going to go to this one instead. So Jason Schreier over at Kotaku has a report from Capcom that Capcom Vancouver has had a bunch of people is undergoing restructuring. And that Vancouver was working on two games, one being a Fifth Dead Rising and another being a new IP, and that the new IP was canceled and about 50 people were laid off, aimed to streamline the company and wrangle the next Dead Rising, which has been overscoped and understaffed, in parentheses, as many video games are, in parentheses. Which is funny because overscoped and understaffed, and the solution to that is let's lay people off. So it's even further understaffed.
Well, but it sounds like there were two teams.
I guess they said the unannounced game, which was a very early prototype, had not yet been greenlit. So I don't imagine that it was a full team. Like, they would need 50 people to make a early prototype. As far as I was aware, yeah, had not yet been greenlit. Yeah, so this was something they were going to, like, show to upper management to be like, hey, give us permission to make this.
Okay, and they were like, yeah, no.
Yeah, they were like, how about you guys just make more Dead Rising? Which, honestly, is maybe the wrong choice out of the two. But
yeah.
Like, I think they need to let go of Frank West and, like, move on from him. And...
Well, I think it's time to admit that series is not that great. And I love the series. Like, I always have, but it's like, when you look at it, it's like,
I didn't play four.
Four looked bad, and it was I heard it was bad.
Dude, I played it and was done with it, and I'll never play it again. Probably like, and I tend to replay games. Like, I was just like, "Fuck, this is the same thing." And it like, it was impressive at the time when it came out, but they've done nothing with it to make it better.
Was it the same as three or like open world?
I'd say it was better than three.
It was three was big on vehicles, and four kind of threw all that out the window.
Okay.
Four at least had fun with like the Christmas setting and
yeah. Weird remake of the first game in like
more ways than one. Because three wasn't Frank West, it was
some new character. Though Chuck Green is in it.
Spoilers. Four was at all to the place, right?
Yeah, four is back to the exact same mall that he was in the first game. It's Christmas again. And it's Frank West again. So it's like a weird meta remake.
But it takes place after. Like, yeah.
But it's not, like, the thing is, like, kind of disappointed me. It's like not that much of it is actually in the mall. Like, the mall is like mostly like the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish that, like, it was just the mall and the mall was gigantic. And, like, because that's what I love. Like, I still love about the first one and the second one. It's like the setting is just so fun to run around in.
Where's the side? I never played the second one. Where's the second one? So
that's in Vegas.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if they call it Vegas.
No, it is. I believe it's Vegas, just like the other one in Colorado. And I think that their biggest problem is like they just aren't able to let go of Frank West. Like, they even remade the second game with Frank West in it instead of Chuck Green. For PS,
yeah, they did
four, I think.
Three? Oh, right, yeah.
PS3,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually, you can play it on Xbox One too, because they have both versions of two.
The original version of two is not bad.
Two still largely felt like a mall setting. Like, there's a gigantic mall in it, as well as like this like Las Vegas strip.
Like, yeah. It's like a giant casino, I think.
Yeah. Like, so there's a bunch of like interconnected casinos with like food courts and mall type areas.
Yeah. Like, I actually think that they could do themselves a favor and like, if they went indie scoped with this and just made it like it's a mall and your goal, if there's no story, it's just here, kill as many, it's like a time trial, kill as many zombies as you can, like make crazy weapons and just kill zombies. And it's like a playground that like you just, it's a leaderboards thing, you know? How many zombies can you kill in 3 minutes using an electric chainsaw or something like that? Because like, I feel like every time they try and do something different, it just doesn't connect. Or Microsoft pays them way too much money and then is disappointed in the product.
I don't know. It's just the things that feel bad about that game, they've never corrected throughout the series. Like, the bosses still are always just kind of shitty. Like,
yeah, psychos and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, they're just, like, super hard to fight, and I don't know, like, I just, at the end of the day, like, I think that series is starting to get really stale. Like, I don't know how you fix it. Like, you know, that sounds interesting what you said, but I would also take a big full one that was somehow better, but I don't know what the solution is.
I think the solution is to just look at what other people are doing, and that's not what they're doing. Like, look at, like, Dying Light. People still talk about that game.
That game's really good.
Right, and like, just look at Dying Light and maybe just add some more zaniness to it. Like, I don't know necessarily the tone of Dying Light, but like, they talk about that game nowadays for a reason. Like, you know, or make it like a Far Cry type game out of it or something like that. Like, the series, I think what they're trying to recapture the magic of that first game without modernizing it in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, because if that first game comes out now, it's not a big deal. Like,
Hello to you too.
Hello.
Wait, Fozzie's here.
I don't know why. Who's podcast Fozzie? Is almost over.
It just started.
But yeah. So.
I don't want more Dead Rising.
I don't either.
Even I just admitted it. Like, I finally said, it's time to admit.
It's enough.
Yeah.
Enough Dead Rising.
Enough is enough, guys.
If they did it cool, though, I just love that mall type shit. This could be a mall simulator, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just mall like that Disney one. That went well for you.
Yeah.
That's it.
You can play that one with a controller now, though, Jeff.
I almost bought it.
Oh,
and
geez.
I was like, it's still going to suck, even with the controller. Mm-hmm. Even though it looks so cool. Like it was cool to walk around Disney World, and like it was kind of like how it is, you know?
But is that the Kinect thing you're talking about?
Yeah. Like, but you could just buy it and play it regular now. But like, then you go on a ride, and it's just some extremely childish and dumb and boring minigame instead of anything resembling the ride or the spirit of the ride. Like, it's just like, fly through rings. Okay. What the fuck does this have to do with Space Mountain or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So I really hope they do a Disney simulator one day. Like, if they did one for VR, that would get me to like buy VR again.
Yeah, no, that would be pretty cool.
But yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's the news.
It's a lot of news.
So much news.
Not enough news, apparently. Oh, nah. The show's just getting started. And
never not news.
Never not news.
What?
Huh?
I don't understand.
I think what's Knack is available if you have PS Plus.
Oh boy.
The first one.
Yeah, the original Knack.
Love that game.
Sony's original announcement for it said Knack 2.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it did. If anybody did anybody play FTL when it came out?
Oh yeah.
Because their new game's coming out at the end of the month.
The Knack simulator one?
Into the Breach, yeah, February 27th for PC with Mac and Linux versions to follow. So, yeah, it's like an isometric turn-based mech versus kaiju thing. It's described as a cross between Advance Wars and FTL.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. So. That's probably the first game I'm looking forward to this year. So
did anybody play Rime?
I did.
Did you not like it? I can't remember.
I did not like it. Yeah, okay. I did not finish it even.
So it is free on PS Plus as well.
It's very just like feels derivative of a lot of games like that. And yeah, I don't know. I just like, fuck this, dude. I have no desire to go back to it either. That's another game I regret buying.
Hey, yeah, I mean, you could have got it for free now. Splinter Cell Conviction is up on backwards compatibility.
I wish that came to PS4 because I would play that.
You'd have to have backwards compatibility come to PS4.
Nah, just bring it digitally to PS4.
I'm trying to think. Is that the one that I really liked?
Conviction? Oh, no, not Blacklit. Conviction's the old...
it's an exclusive, isn't it?
I think it was the 360 exclusive, but that's the one that's right. It's right after Double Agent, and that's...
It's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael Ironside still plays him in that one. And he's like homeless and shit. And I know way too much about the Splinter Cell lore. God damn it.
Splinter Cell is awesome.
That one was a... Like, I don't really like Splinter Cell, but that one was a pretty good one.
The first game, the third game, and the fifth, like the odd numbered games because they were made by the main Ubisoft team, are really good. The second and fourth ones were made by Shanghai, and they were not good.
The one I really liked was Blacklist.
Blacklist, that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, that's the one I want because...
Is that like regarded as a good one? Yeah. Or like, is it just me?
I think it was okay.
No, that's the one that Arthur Geese always talks about loving.
Like that game.
But that one doesn't have Michael Ironside, and I just can't recognize.
Yeah, that's a shame. Although, like, I probably wouldn't have noticed, honestly, if, like, I didn't know all that shit. I don't know. Like, he does a fine job, the guy, whoever does it. And
so he's the actor from Smallville, finally.
Eric Johnson.
Yeah, he played Whitney in Smallville for 2 seasons. That was the only thing when they announced him. That was the only notable role that I remember him having before.
But Blacklist was the one that was like there was like sand and shit in it. Was there like a Middle East kind of setting to it?
Mm-hmm. All I know is that they had that Echelon. It was Echelon 4, and it was like in a plane.
Like in between missions, you get to like wander around like it's the fucking Normandy and shit.
Yeah, you could talk with Grimm's daughter and shit and whatever.
And I think you got to like, I think you did get to like upgrade yourself and shit. Like,
and that makes sense.
I want a new Splinter Cell, dude. That series is fucking
cool. Yeah, it is. I want to do that. I want a new Prince of Persia. God damn it.
Yep. Come on, Ubisoft.
You're never getting a new Prince of Persia.
I think we'll get a new Splinter Cell.
Yeah, there's a better chance of Splinter Cell.
Yeah. My hope is that because Watch Dogs is a failure, that they'll bring Splinter Cell back.
They need to reboot Splinter Cell though. Like, just do it like Tomb Raider. That's where it's just like it's just called Splinter Cell. And yeah. Fucking make it badass. Oh, I want it.
Ew, whoa.
Easy. You know I'm right.
Uh huh.
Right, that's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeff's okay. Right. So. We're I think the end. We are never coming back. Jeff was finally right.
Yep.
We're done.
There's a lot of right jefes happening in the past month.
Exactly.
I don't like it.
Next week, there's some games coming out on the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh.
They're probably not Monster Hunter, though.
They aren't.
Darn. I mean, you got us there.
This is true, because Monster Hunter already came out, Jeff.
Exactly, but that's all there is now.
All there is.
It's drawn a blank on the name of the Kingdom Come Deliverance comes out on Tuesday.
After being in development for, like, what, 7 years?
Three or four?
I feel like I was hearing about that game a long time ago.
I don't know. I kickstarted it, so... It's been a while.
All right, well, you'll have to let us know how it is.
Owlboy comes out on Switch.
You guys see Dead Cells is coming out?
Wait, what's coming out?
Oh, Dead Cells, it is?
Yeah, for the Switch. They didn't give a date, but there's a trailer.
Oh, because I know they said they would come out after... The Switch version would come out after they left Early Access on PC, so...
I don't know. Usually when you get, like, a trailer for a Switch indie game, it's, like, it's coming within a month, dude. So, like, I don't know about that. I mean, not necessarily. No, it's not necessarily, but, like, I got my hopes up.
Oh, boy.
I hope it comes out, Jeff.
Also, has anyone...
better than most of the times that your hopes come up.
Yeah, well, that's... considering my track record, you know how this is going to go. Has anyone picked up Celeste besides me?
No, I haven't bought a game in a while.
I have not gotten Celeste yet. It is on my to possibly get list, though.
Yeah, same.
It's, like, brutal.
I've heard. That excites me.
But it's, like...
especially since I won't be playing it with any Switch controllers, so...
yeah. Switch controllers are fine.
I don't know. I've heard a lot of complaints about the D-pad. And
well, because the D-pad's not really a D-pad. But...
right, no, but I mean, even on, like, a pro controller.
That's fine.
It's...
yeah, I don't know.
It's...
yeah. I don't think so.
It's serviceable. Like, I'm not like, oh, this is terrible, so...
I'm trying to think, though, even specifically with that game, I don't think...
I've had a lot of people use it to help with dashing, especially diagonal dashes and stuff.
I don't know, but that game is fucking, like, it's really cool, but I guarantee I'm never gonna beat it. But happy to have it, and I do like it, like, just aesthetically, like, it's pleasing enough that it keeps me coming back.
I want to try it. Maybe we'll talk more Monster Hunter next week.
Always.
Never not Monster Hunter.
Maybe so. Oh, baby. I'm getting in right now.
Well, you guys enjoy your Monster Hunt. I will Monster Hunt with you later.
It depends if my girlfriend's awake or not. If she's asleep, I'm probably getting on.
Oh, boy.
I'm not getting on.
Okay.
So maybe I'll see you on there, buddy.
Maybe. All right. Well, while Jeff and Fozzie go play Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Tony's playing too, ain't he?
I am right now, but as soon as I'm done with this.
I see how it is. It's all about you.
Yeah. We should definitely play this weekend, though.
Yes.
All right. Jeff, say good night.
Good night.